Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today we conclude our discussion on talent versus skill. And we've talked all week about the idea of preference. Would you rather have talent in a given area? Would you rather have skill in an area? And we also touched on the fact that people typically enjoy doing things that incorporate their talent. But the challenge becomes is if you do have talent in a given area, sometimes we become overly reliant on that talent. So when we look in the workplace, if you think about taking on a new role, or if you're interviewing candidates for an open position within your organization, understand that most jobs can be learned. So most jobs don't require talent going in. Is it helpful to have it? Of course, but it's not a requirement. So given that option, most employers would rather have a worker that's willing to learn. And they take that person over someone with talent and no drive to improve themselves. Because the talent, what happens is it makes things easy. As we suggested before, if you're very talented, very often those people don't have to work hard. And I gave the example earlier in the week. Think back to the days you're in school, and there's certain people that didn't have to work hard. It just came easy to them. And those aren't necessarily the people you want to be working alongside on projects with, because you know if it comes easy to them, they don't understand the meaning of hard work very often. So, I mean, think about the expertise that you have in your own industry. Did you ever think you developed the knowledge that you have? So think about this as you're taking on a new role or you're hiring someone to work within your organization. At the end of the day, it's great to have talent, but that talent can only get you so far. So the key to everything is if you have talent and you combine that talent with hard work and then you focus your efforts on development, you create a skill. And when you think about athletes, there's one that comes to mind. You know, the best female skier in U.S. history is Lindsey Vonn. And Lindsey Vonn was a very, very talented skier as a kid. But she worked harder than anybody. So the combination is so powerful. So what I want you to do is think about some areas in your life that you have talent. Where are you very, very talented? And where are you not taking advantage of that talent? And if you could choose one of those areas to develop, which one would it be? If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on links to iTunes or Stitcher and get the podcast each day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, as I suggested earlier, find an area where you already have talent that you're really not taking advantage of. Work to really develop your skills alongside that talent.